This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno is working on a campus reorganization plan. The reaction to that so far has been a bit mixed. We thought we'd talk today with the Faculty Association President Dave Johnson, who's an associate professor in classics. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Pleased to be here.
So I wonder if we could just get your initial reaction or the Faculty Association's initial reaction to this proposal, which would reduce the number of colleges and schools on campus and merge some programs. The chancellor says it's a way to hasten collaboration, to allow people to work together more collaboratively.
Well, it's a big plan. I mean, it would change the location of every program on campus, and every faculty member on campus would have a new boss. Every program would have a new location. And we do have concerns about this, and they come in two sorts. One is sort of substantive concerns about what the plan would actually do for SIU or do to SIU. And the second kind of concern is about how the chancellor is going about adopting this plan. So briefly, to the substance of it, everybody on campus recognizes that we have an enrollment crisis right now. You can't lose 7, 8, 9% of your students every year and be a successful university. We've got to address that. And so that's a common premise we all share. There's unanimity on campus about that, I think. What the chancellor is proposing to do is, as you've explained it, is a complete reorganization of campus. He's going to eliminate every academic department on campus. He's going to change the number of colleges. He's going to move people and programs from one college to another, from one building to another. It's really a complete transformation of the academic structure of the university. And what's unclear to me, and I think many of us in faculty and in the Faculty Association, is how completely reshuffling the campus structure is going to address the enrollment crisis. I haven't heard from many students that they don't come to SIU or they've transferred away from SIU because we have academic departments. No one says, you know, I'd love to come there and study physics, but you have a physics department, so that doesn't work for me. I want a school of physical science instead. So it's the good that this program would do in addressing the immediate problem that we all recognize is unclear, whereas the disruption it would cause is obvious, and I think even the chancellor recognizes that. So while we could be prepping classes, while we could be doing research, while we could be recruiting students, we're going to be packing boxes and revising operating papers. It started already. I mean, after I leave this talk with you, I'm going to go to an emergency department meeting, and we're going to be talking about how this affects us. So people are already finding their lives being disrupted and distracted by this process.
That would be some of the substantive issues, but the procedural. I know that there are concerns with how quickly the chancellor wants to move this forward.
Yeah, I mean, the chancellor introduced his plan as a straw man proposal, and as I understand that term, as it's used in management and business circles, is that a straw man proposal has something to do with a straw man argument, as many people are familiar with it. It's a provisional, tentative sketch that you throw out there to get people thinking innovatively, creatively, flexibly about how to address a problem. And it's a proposal that you expect will be substantially modified, maybe even transformed in the process. But it's not clear to me, to say the least, that the chancellor is thinking that's what will happen with this plan. What he said is that the question about whether to eliminate every academic department on campus is settled in his mind. The question about rearranging the college structure to 5 colleges that he's decided on rather than the 7 we currently had is a done deal. It's already settled. And that the makeup of the basic makeup of the schools, the next level down from colleges in his structure, is settled. When he came to campus, Dr. Montemagno talked a lot about vision. He talked about shared governance. He made it very clear that what he was interested in doing was developing something he said would be our vision, not my vision, as he put it. Right now, this is his vision, and he's not on the largest features of the plan. I'm concerned that he's not open to real feedback and real deliberation and real modification. in the way that is necessary if this is really to be our vision rather than just Dr. Manumanyo's vision.
I wonder, with just a minute or so that we have remaining, how the faculty are prepared to work toward a compromise or to share your own vision with what the chancellor would like to do. What is your vision of what happens next?
I suppose my hope is that this straw man proposal will be a straw man proposal in the terms that I understand it. That is, it will be a way of getting people to think creatively about how we improve SIU, how we attract and educate more students, how we develop more innovative programs where that's appropriate, and that it will, you know, foster thought and collaboration, and that we'll come together and improve the way we do our business on this campus, the way we teach, the way we do research. No one would deny that there's no room for improvement. So I hope that he will be flexible and that he will listen, and that he will be willing to give faculty and staff and students a real say in how we make changes to address the common crisis that we face here.
Dave Johnson is the president of the Faculty Association, which is the bargaining unit for faculty on campus. He's also an associate professor in classics at SIUC. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.